Put on your dancing shoes and head to the neighborhood speakeasy, because this week's discovery searches for a missing girl in the 1920s. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, the Roaring Twenties were thrilling years in our country's cultural history, and the style and culture of that distinctive decade offer a lively backdrop for author Mary Miley's whodunit debut, The Impersonator. Well, the story takes place in 1924, 7 years after orphan teen heiress Jessie Carr went missing. Her uncle, Oliver Beckett, is convinced that he's found her on a vaudeville stage. Instead, he's found young performer Leah Randall. Oliver sees this chance encounter as the perfect opportunity. If Leah poses as his niece, the two of them can walk away with Jesse's inheritance. Leah is reluctant, but when she loses her job, she agrees, only to find herself caught up in the mystery of her doppelganger's disappearance. Now, with its suspenseful story and its vibrant period setting, The Impersonator is a chic and stylish mystery. Historian Miley fills the novel with fascinating historical tidbits, taking readers behind the scenes and into the audience of vaudeville, and offering an interesting look at life during Prohibition. Her descriptions help to set the stage and add interest to the story without overpowering it. The same is true of the novel's leading lady. She guides the story and gives it personality, yet she's fully aware that the story is really Jessie's, not hers. Still, she makes a strong main character. She's lived her life on the road, changing her name as often as she's changed her role, but that doesn't mean that she doesn't have a mind of her own. She's talented and resourceful, able to think on her feet in the most unexpected situations, which makes her a natural for the job and an intriguing main character. So is it worth traveling through time with this young performer, or are you better off in the here and now? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. More than just another run-of-the-mill mystery, The Impersonator is a literary journey back to the Roaring Twenties. And thanks to its likable main character and its enchanting historical setting, it's worth the trip. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Impersonator by Mary Miley is 354 time-traveling pages long and is available from Minotaur Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.